بر اور سوار مست all those who have been astronomers and our supplications and prayers which offer upon you Lord our God الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب نيحهم المرضى اشفيهم لأنك أنت وحياتنا كلنا وخلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا وشفائنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا
Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke, may his blessing be with us. Amen. Reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, Selah. To him who rides on the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and to him be the glory forever. Amen. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of Samaritans to prepare for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.